I have just returned from a journey through Russia and America, and this is actually my day where I do my pause, but then I was informed that no, today we have this very cultural center, and some interested people would like to know about the essence of Krishna consciousness, so we are here for you.
Naš najavljivač Govindanande dobro rekao da ja puno putujem. Baš sam se vratio s putovanja po Rusiji i Americi i danas je trebala biti moja stanka, no saznao sam da postoje neki zainteresirani ljudi koji bi nešto više željeli saznati o ovome što mi imamo reći, pa sam zato danas ovdje.
This evening I will present to you the treasures of this ancient spiritual culture through a journey to the river Ganga.
I večeras ću vam predstaviti blaga te drevne kulture kroz putovanje do rijeke Gange.
On this journey, or during this journey, we will stop in three sacred places, three cities, where different aspects of the ancient Vedic culture and civilization are lived and presented.
I na tome putovanju mi ćemo stati na tri sveta mjesta, odnosno tri grada gdje se različiti aspekti vedske kulture žive i propovijedaju.
Yes. And I thought we would start my little presentation with a song called Jayaradha Madhava, which is, you could say, introducing a very meditative atmosphere, an atmosphere which we will require to understand the Vedic culture.
I večerašnje predavanje započet ćemo jednom pjesmom Jayaradha Madhava, koja je meditativna pjesma i koja će nas uvesti u pravilno raspoloženje da možemo razumjeti vedsku kulturu na pravi način.
There are many things which our brain can't understand, but which are so important to our lives.
Postoji toliko toga što naš mozak ne može razumjeti, a što je toliko važno za naš život.
For instance, love is something which our brain will never totally understand, but our heart very much knows what that is.
Primjerice, ljubav je nešto što naš mozak nikada neće moći razumjeti, ali naše srce jako dobro zna što je to.
So today I will try to inform you about the Vedic culture, not in a very intellectual way, because how will our brain understand an ancient spiritual culture and its treasures? I will inform you by taking you on a journey.
I danas ću vam nešto reći o toj drevnoj vedskoj kulturi, ali neću to učiniti na taj način da se obraćam vašem intelektualnom dijelu, već ću to učiniti tako da vas odvedem na putovanje.
And through this journey I hope to reach your heart so that you will understand it not with the brain but with the heart.
I putem tog putovanja ja se nadam da ću dobriti do vašeg srca i da ćete to shvatiti ne svojim umom, mozgom, već svojim srcem.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Bihadi Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Bihadi Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Bihadi Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadadi Gopi Jana Vallabha Braja jana ranjana Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjana
Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjana
Jamuna tira vanachari
Translate, Irena?
Yes.
A little while ago, I was in Berlin and we had one meeting at the Academy of Arts where I was requested to give a presentation on Vedic psychology.
Prije nekog vremena imali smo sastanak na Akademiji umjetnosti u Berlinu i tamo sam bio zamoljen da održim predavanje o vedskoj psihologiji.
And I explained that the main difference between Vedic and Western psychology is that in the Vedic way of understanding a human being, we are not really humans who have a soul. But we are souls who, at the moment, are encased or embodied in a material body.
I onda sam objasnio koja je glavna razlika između vedskog i zapadnog shvaćanja psihologije. Odnosno, vedsko shvaćanje nam govori da mi nismo ljudska bića koja posjeduje dušu, već da mi jesmo ta duša koja je na neki način zarobljena u materijalnom tijelu.
In other words, in Vedic understanding, we are all eternal souls who at the moment make a human experience.
Drugim riječima, prema vedskom shvaćanju, mi smo vječne duhovne duše koje trenutno prolaze kroz ovo ljudsko iskustvo.
A human experience means that we have a male body or a human or female body with appropriate material desires.
Ljudsko iskustvo znači da mi u ovom trenutku imamo muško tijelo ili žensko tijelo sa pripadajućim željama.
And we may be in a family and have children. These are all human experiences.
Možda smo član neke obitelji ili imamo djecu i sve su to ljudska iskustva.
We sometimes quarrel.
Ponekad se svađamo.
We are born and we are dying. These are human experiences.
Rođeni smo i umiremo. To su ljudska iskustva.
For the eternal soul there is no birth and death.
Za vječnu dušu ne postoji ni rođenje niti smrt.
There is no human body.
Ne postoji ljudsko tijelo.
We are as eternal souls just you can just say personalities full of bliss and knowledge. And we don't experience the limitations of material existence.
Kao vječne duše mi smo puni blaženstva, puni znanja i nemamo iskustva ograničenih materija, ograničenih koje dolaze od ograničenja materijom.
So the Vedic way is really a process of yoga which helps us to connect with our eternal, transcendental self.
I vedski put je u stvari proces joge koji nas povezuje s našim vječnim istinskim ja.
On that level of the eternal self, everything is all right. There are no problems.
I na toj razini istinskog jastva sve je u redu i ne postoje nikakvi problemi.
Just a little while ago, one of my students died, and I phoned and asked, how is it, how can I help?
Prije nekog vremena jedna moja učenica umrla i ja sam nazvao i pitao kako mogu pomoći.
And my student just said to me, Sachinandan Swami, when someone gives up his old and useless shirt, which has many holes, are you happy or are you sad?
Ona odgovorila, kada netko napusti svoju staru poderanu odjeću koja je puna rupa, da li ta osoba tužna ili je sretna?
I said it's good if he gets a new shirt.
Ja sam rekao, dobro je ako dobije novu košulju.
Yes, so my student said, yes, I'm giving up my old and useless body like an old shirt.
I tada je rekla da ja isto ostavljam svoje staro i staro tijelo kao staru košulju.
I'm not afraid.
Ne bojim se.
It's an occasion of celebration.
To je prilika za slavlje.
I thought, wow, this student has learned her lessons very good.
Ja sam pomislio, ova osoba je jako dobro naučila svoju lekciju.
The Vedic way, in other words, offers us an understanding who we really are, and by doing this it helps us to become undisturbed.
Vedski put nam u stvari daje priliku da shvatimo tko smo to u stvari mi i da na taj način postanemo neuznemireni.
In a moment I will show you slides. The first town which we will visit is Benares or Varanasi at the bank of the river Ganga.
Uskoro ćemo imati projekciju i prvi grad koji ćemo vidjeti je Benares na obali rijeke Gange.
You will see on one level Benares is a place where old people go when they feel the moment of death is approaching.
I vidjet ćete da je grad Benares u jednu ruku gradu gdje stari ljudi odlaze kada osjete da se bliži njihov zadnji čas.
It's known when you leave your body at a holy place at the banks of the river Ganges in Varanasi, your soul travels on to a very high destination.
Poznato je da ako napustite tijelo pokraj svete rijeke Gange u Benarisu, tada duša odlazi na uzvišeno, jako uzvišeno odredište.
And it's the dream of everyone who follows the Vedic path to leave his body in such a way when old age comes.
I san je svake osobe koja slijedi vedski put da napusti tijelo na taj način.
Maybe some of you still are Beatle fans or were Beatle fans when they were young and innocent.
Možda su neki od vas još uvijek obožavatelji, vole Beatlese, ili su možda to bili u mladosti.
One of the Beatles just died 2 years or 3 years ago. His name was George Harrison. Maybe some of you know.
Jedan član Beatlesa je umro prije 2 ili 3 godine. To je bio George Harrison. Možda neki od vas znaju za njega.
He died in the West, but because he knew that it's very nice to, when the time comes to die in Varanasi, he had his ashes brought by a friend of mine to Varanasi and poured in the river Ganga.
Iako je on umro na zapadu, budući da je znao koliko je povoljno umriti u Benarisu, on je zamolio jednog mog prijatelja koji je odnio njegov pepeo do Gange i prosipao ga u rijeku.
Because even if your ashes come in contact with the holy place, you as the eternal soul get tremendous spiritual benefit for your ongoing journey.
Jer čak i ako vaš pepeo dođe u dodice sa svetim mjestom, vaša duša dobiva nevjerojatan podstrek za duhovno putovanje.
The Vedic way is, if you look into the mirror of death, you will find out you are eternal.
Vedski put znači da kada pogledate u ogledalo smrti, shvaćate da ste vječni.
Let us think about the sentence. If we look into the mirror of death, we will find out we are eternal.
Razmislimo o toj rečenici. Pogledamo li u ogledalo smrti, shvatit ćemo da smo vječni.
When you look into an ordinary mirror, you see your tired face if you look in the morning.
Pogledamo li u obično ogledalo, vidit ćemo samo svoje umorno jutro, umorno lice ako pogledamo ujutro.
But according to the Vedas, you are not that body.
No, prema Vedama, vi niste to tijelo.
You are the eternal soul.
Vi ste vječna duša.
Now we will visit a second place.
Potom ćemo posjetiti drugo mjesto.
Haridwar, it's where people go to practice spiritual activities, like for instance chanting sacred mantras.
To je Haridwar gdje ljudi odlaze kako bi prakticirali određene duhovne tehnike, recimo mantranje svetih mantri.
Sacred mantras can clarify your consciousness so that even while you are living, not just when you look into the mirror of death, even while you are living your ordinary life, you are able to understand how you are an eternal soul, a part of God.
Svete mantre mogu pročistiti vašu svjesnost tako da i za života, ne samo kada ste suočeni sa ogledalom smrti, već i dok živite svoj svakodnevni život, možete naučiti na koji način dostičete vječni život.
I will chant with you one mantra now.
Sada ću s vama izgovarati jednu mantru.
Maybe you can chant along with me.
Možda možete zajedno sa mnom ponavljati.
And you will see how immediately the atmosphere in this hall, which is already very nice by the singing, will become very peaceful, and the English word is soothing.
I vidjet ćete kako će ozračje u ovoj dvorani, koje je već na neki način postalo jako lijepo ovim prijašnjim pjevanjem, kako će postati još mirnije.
Hari o. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Harvard University, an experiment was made 2 years ago with those who chanted such mantras as the ones we chanted.
Prije 2 godine provedeno je jedno istraživanje na sveučilištu Harvard s ljudima koji izgovaraju mantre na način na koji smo mi to sada upravo činili.
And it was found out that those who chanted the mantras developed a state of mind in which the alpha waves could be measured.
I ustanovljeno je da su osobe koje su izgovarale redovno te mantre dostigle da su se njihovi alfa valovi mogli mjeriti.
When your mind is in a state where the brain waves are beta waves, you are very active and often very stressed.
Kada je vaš beta stanje, onda ste zapravo jako uznemireni.
And when you are in the delta waves, you are fast asleep, like when you are late before the TV.
A kada je to delta stanje, onda ste u dubokom snu, kao recimo ako zaspite kasno pokraj televizora.
But when you are in a state where your brain waves are on the alpha waves, you are both relaxed and very alert.
No, kada ste u alfa stanju, onda ste istovremeno jako opušteni, a isto tako i budni.
That state, the body produces a hormone called serotonin, which makes you happy.
I u tom trenutku vaše tijelo luči hormon serotonin, od kojeg postajete sretni.
Yes, and in this research done in the Harvard University, it was found out that those who chanted these mantras all came into this relaxed, alert and happy state of mind.
I to istraživanje provedeno na sveučilištu Harvard pokazalo je da svi oni koji izgovaraju te mantre dolaze na to stanje smirenosti i sretno stanje, a istovremeno i stanje budnosti.
That was predictable.
I to se moglo pretpostaviti.
What was new and surprising was that even those who were near to those who chanted and who emanated such relaxed and happy mood, they are also calming down and becoming happy.
No, zanimljivo, odnosno novo u tome je bilo što su i oni koji su došli u dodir s takvim osobama isto tako samo time što su bili u njihovoj blizini, isto tako su postali sretni i smireni.
Mantra chanting has such healthy effects on your mind.
Izgovaranje mantri tako na zdrav način utječe na vaš um.
What happens when you are in ordinary life and ordinary consciousness?
Što se događa kada ste u svom običnom životu i običnoj svjesnosti?
Well, you come in situations which are stressful.
Kada dođete u situacije koje su stresne.
For instance, the body is healthy in the comfort zone where the temperature is between 15 to 25 degrees.
Recimo, kada ste u nekoj, u nekom stanju gdje je vaše tijelo zdravo i u granicama temperature u normalnom stanju.
Yes. So if it gets too hot or too cold, your mind sets signals that, wow, this is a threatening atmosphere.
No, ako postane prevruće ili prehladno, onda vaš um šalje signale da je to, da ta situacija nije baš dobra.
Like some of you go, because it's a little hot in Zagreb.
Neke od vas ovako hlade ili malo vruće u Zagrebu.
You want to cool down your body to the temperature where you feel comfortable.
Želite rasladiti svoje tijelo do temperature koja je ugodna.
Now this same phenomena which happens in relationship to temperature happens in relationships.
Da isti fenomen koji možemo opaziti na temperaturi događa se i u odnosima.
We come into a situation where either the relationships are too cold or too hot and we experience stress.
Nađemo se u situaciji da su odnosi ili prevrući ili prehladni i osjećamo uznemirenje.
It happens in relationship to our finances. We either have too little or we worry about, my God, hopefully this investment goes well.
To se događa u odnosu na naše, no, na naše financije, ili se brinemo jer imamo premalo, ili brinemo zbog neke investicije, nadamo se da će dobro proći.
In this world we are often shaken out of our comfort zone.
U ovom svijetu često izlazimo iz sile nas da izlazimo iz svoje zone komfora.
And the immediate result is that we feel threatened inside.
I odmah osjećamo se ugroženo iznutra.
And at that moment, our whole mind and body works to find a solution to the problem.
I u tom trenutku čitavo naše tijelo i um pokušavaju pronaći neko rješenje tog problema.
Tension develops.
Razvija se napetost.
Adrenalin goes all over the body.
Adrenalin struji čitavim tijelom.
The blood veins tense up and everything becomes a little teško.
Vene se onako stisnu, zgrče i sve postane teško.
Your immune system shuts down and the digestion as well.
Vaš imunološki sustav, isto tako i vaša probava jednostavno prestanu s radom.
All the stress has an effect on the body.
I taj stres utječe na tijelo.
And therefore people in general are so extremely unhealthy these days.
Zato su ljudi općenito tako nezdravi u današnje vrijeme.
But mantras just you are trying to oops. Thank you. You are Tisam angel. But mantras can immediately bring you to a wonderful state of calmness and just happiness, even when it's too hot.
No, mantre vas mogu dovesti u to prekrasno stanje mira, čak i sreće, isto tako kad je vruće.
In our second station, which we will visit in a 5 minutes or so, that is Haridwar, we come to a place where spiritual practice is very much working.
Na našoj drugoj postaji puta koji ćemo upravo vidjeti na projekciji, vidjet ćemo u Haridvaru, vidjet ćemo kako se te tehnike, duhovne tehnike uistinu primjenjuju.
Spiritual practice which really helps us to realize without looking into the mirror of death that we are an eternal perfect being.
Duhovne prakse koje nam pomažu i bez da gledamo u ogledalo smrti da smo mi vječno i savršeno biće.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. How kind of you. Voila. Please also take a glass for yourself. Yes, good. And the last station is the station of perfection.
И последняя постоя – постоя совершенства.
I will show you a place high in the Himalayas where there are self-realized souls, especially one called, who's my friend, Tamal Bihari, who are always absorbed in God.
И показываю вам место высоко на Гималаях, где се налази мой приятель Тамал Бихари, односно особи кои су потпуно сосредоточени на Бога.
Let me summarize.
Да сада сажмем.
On the Vedic way, we first learn of our eternal spiritual nature as a part of God.
На ведском пути мы najprije saznajemo o svojoj vječnoj duhovnoj prirodi koja je dio Boga.
And then we learn a process which helps us overcome the obstacles to this realization. For instance, stress.
И onda učimo proces koji nam pomaže da nadižemo te zapreke koje stoje na putu toj spoznaji kao što je stres.
And finally we reach a state of consciousness and a state of experience, you could say, where we are entirely absorbed in our spiritual nature and as part and parcels of God.
I konačno dostižemo duhovnu razinu u kojoj smo potpuno apsorbirani u svoju vječnu prirodu slugu Boga.
Now in normally I would give now a philosophical discussion about it, but it's too hot today.
Obično bih dao neko filozofsko razlaganje na tu temu, ali ipak je danas malo prevruće.
Today I will show you all what I would ordinarily explain in words through pictures.
Danas ću vam pokazati ono što bih inače pokušao objasniti riječima putem slika.
For this I will sit down there, I believe, next to Devashi Narada, and we will go on a journey.
I sada ćemo krenuti na putovanje.
I really hope that you this slide presentation will totally satisfy your inquisitiveness and give you practical tools in your hands so that you can also go the Vedic way at least sometimes in your life.
I nadam se da će ova projekcija zadovoljiti vašu znatiželju, ali isto tako vam dati praktične alate kojima možete krenuti sami na taj put barem ponekad.
Yes. So thank you very much and now we will start our journey.
Puno vam hvala i sada krećemo na naše putovanje.
Yes.